This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Tom, T-O-M, hyphen, Catalin, C-H-A-T-E-L-I-N, first name Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, the date of birth, February 9th, 1950, date of initial evaluation, March 18, 2024. Date of follow-up evaluation, August 1, 2024. The chief complaint, 74-year-old female with history of breast cancer, reports chest pressure. The HPI. The patient is a 74-year-old female who presented to the emergency room in mid-December with chest pressure. A second episode had also occurred while sleeping, period. She had a third episode of chest pressure, at which time she was found to have an abnormal EKG, period. She has had no exertional chest pain, period. She has had no shortness of breath, period. The past medical history includes 1, breast cancer stage 1, next number, allergic rhinitis. The past surgical history, childhood hernia, next number, C-section in 1991, next number, tonsillectomy, next number, lumpectomy. The allergies, azithromycin, next number of sulfur, results in hives. The medication, prednisone daily, family history, mother had a rare blood cancer, social history, the patient denies use of alcohol, cigarette smoking, or drug use. The review of system, constitution, she has had fatigue and weakness, skin, she reports itching and rash, eyes, she wears glasses and reports dryness of the eye, nose, she has sinus problems, and his status post-surgery, period. Cardiovascular, as noted above, respiratory, she has had cough with sputum, gastrointestinal, she has had a childhood hernia, genitourinary, unremarkable, musculoskeletal, she has osteoporosis and has had a fracture of the right ankle. Neurologic, she reports lightheadedness. Physical examination, blood pressure 134/80, pulse 93, respiratory rate 20. The assessment, this is a 74-year-old female with history of breast cancer who had noted chest pain, period. She was subsequently found to have, 1, an abnormal EKG, 2, murmur on examination. The patient was subsequently referred for echocardiogram and treadmill testing, period. Of note, initial EKG demonstrated sinus rhythm, 77 beats per minute. Atrial premature complex. And QRST abnormality consistent with old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. She underwent stress test on August 1, 2024, period. Stress test revealed baseline ECG of 83 beats per minute, left wing axis, and old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. On stress testing, she exercised 7 minutes, 2 seconds, and achieved a peak heart rate of 114 beats per minute, which is 78% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The treadmill test was stopped because of fatigue. She reported feeling like a needle sticking her for approximately 10 minutes, period. The stress test revealed no EKG changes, period. She was seen in follow-up on August 1st, 2024, where she noted recent sudden hearing loss, period. She had been evaluated by ear, nose, and throat and was given prednisone 60 milligrams, period. She had subsequently developed rits and diaphoresis, period. Patient otherwise is doing well, period. The patient has noted an improvement in her hearing since starting the prednisone, period. The impression 1, history of chest pain, neck number, diaphoresis, next number, acute hearing loss. Next number, history of breast cancer. Next number, abnormal EKG. The plan, she ultimately will require a nuclear stress test, period. In addition, she will require echocardiogram, period. However, given atypical symptoms, we'll defer until next visit, period. I will see her again in 3 to 4 months. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.